Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok with yet another update. And this update is on my New Year's resolutions. I forgot on my last update to mention this, but you know, if you remember, if you've been following me like you should be, you sons of bitches, don't know where that came from. Three things. Number one, stop swearing. Obviously, I haven't been doing that, and my assistant who is behind the camera right now, Mr. Alexander Malin, who is now 13 years old and who's going to start getting production credits at his bequest, or request? Yeah, request. He told me, you know, Daddy, you still swear a lot. And he's right. I mean, you know, listen, it's one thing to use it for emphasis. It's another thing, every other word is fuck this, shit, piss, sons of bitches, you know, there's no need for it. So, I'm going to try to work that a little bit to where I don't swear so much. I can go, yabba, 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 oh, yes, and I'll try to relax. Let's see, number two was to go out of the country and to, I believe it was to take three or four trips out of the country. I've taken one. I went to Myanmar in January, and I believe I'll be taking another one to either Vietnam or Cambodia, maybe Indonesia, depends on the cash situation. Indonesia would be nice. I'd like to go to like Bali or something like that, and just chill on a beach somewhere. Or there is a hidden beach that I know about, and I would like to go there too, but I kind of want to be around people a little bit, just in case I want to. I'm not sure yet. Anyway, so there's the second place, and then I probably will go out, I don't know where, in August or September, I'll go somewhere else, and hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be in South Africa. So I do think I will hit this resolution. I do think I'll get my three or four places for the year. I'm not worried about that. Now, the other thing is the weight, my belly, my fitness, my health. Listen, I admit it, I'm a lazy bastard. I'm lazy sometimes. You know, I've been doing what I want, when I want, how I want, for so long now, for 25 years or so. I haven't had a boss tell me, you need to do this, you need to do that, get your ass over there. If you don't do this, you're gonna, you know, once in a while I gotta listen to the wife telling me I need to do this or I need to do that, but most of the time it isn't all that difficult. So my point is, I don't always have discipline. And that's probably the main reason, aside from the fact that I thought I wouldn't be able to make enough money and I didn't have quite enough talent, but that's probably the main reason why I didn't become a professional fighter. I just, when it comes down to it, it's like, would I rather have fun or go somewhere and just chill, or would I rather go and train my ass off? Well, listen, I'm almost 52. I'm sorry. I look at it like I don't have that much time left. I want to do what I want, you know? But that said, now, because I have this South African documentary thing coming up, which means I'll have to be on camera, and because there's another film that I am working on with my buddy, which I cannot talk about because it's extra top, super top secret kind of shit. Oops, extra top, what I said? Extra secret, top secret kind of stuff. Yeah, I can't talk about it, but what that means is that either I'm going to go on camera and when I'm walking around, people are going to go, man, look at the belly on that dude. He looks like a beer keg. Or what I can do is, I've got a running machine over to my left. I have a gym that is down the street. There's a couple of parks within motorcycle distance, at least. In other words, I've got to get into the two-a-days. That is, do some running, walking, cardio in the morning, do some weights, do some Muay Thai, do some boxing in the afternoon. And I need to do that at least for the next 4 months to get myself to where I feel like, hey, I'm 52, I look good, I don't have a whole lot of body fat, blah, blah, blah. And right now I can't say that. I'll be honest. So there's the third thing. That's my update. And I don't know. Hopefully I remembered everything else, but I don't know. I'm a little old man. I can't always remember these things. It's hard for me to remember my name sometimes because that's what happens when you get old and shit. Oops and stuff. That's my assistant. He's giving me the nod over there. Right, Alex?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No swearing allowed in this household. That's per Mr. Alexander Malin, the associate producer of this broadcast. You know, that's the thing. When you got kids, they guilt you into doing things. It's not like I really have to, but they guilt you into it. It's like, why do you do that? And they give me those little doe eyes and look at me like, I'm so disappointed in you, Daddy. You said that bad word again. When are you going to stop? Why is it I don't have to say these words, but you do? And then I start thinking about it, and I think, you got a point. I mean, you know, I don't always have to say fuck for the emphasis of saying fuck. You know, I mean, you don't have to, you can just say it more loudly. You can say what you want louder, more, yeah. Anyway, that, you got the gist. I'm done, I guess. My name is Scott, yeah, I think so. I'm an American in Bangkok, choke me, last joke.